God's blessing comes not only for accomplishing great things for His glory, but for patiently enduring great circumstances. James chapter 5, verses 11. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Does anyone out there in day-by-day land ever lose their patience or grow weary and tired of your particular circumstance? And do you ever think, Lord, why are you making me wait so long? It seems like I'm the only one who has ever had to endure like this. This is asking too much of me. This is not right. Well, to let us know that we are not the first to be called upon to live this way, James directs our attention to the many prophets who have gone before us. Moses had to put up with the stiff-necked, rebellious Israelites who left Egypt. David was hunted by Saul like one hunts a deer deep in the woods. Elijah faced hostility from the evil King Ahab and his wicked wife Jezebel. Jeremiah endured opposition throughout his ministry, bringing him so much sorrow that he became known as the Weeping Prophet. Daniel was torn from his home as a young boy and then later thrown into a den of lions because of his faithfulness to God. And Hosea endured a heartbreaking marriage. And all of us, no doubt, look at these men and admire their great faith and their faithful actions. God blesses those who endure with godly faith. Endurance itself is not necessarily praiseworthy, but it's the manner in which we endure. Many people endure many things because they have no other option, and they may endure begrudgingly and with a complaining tongue. But we know that God blesses those who remain patiently steadfast, trusting that He is working out His sovereign will for His glory and our ultimate joy. God's blessing comes not only for accomplishing great things for His glory, but for patiently enduring great circumstances. Today, please pray for Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries in Round Rock, Texas. Also, remember the Alango Life Word broadcast heard in the Philippines.